Emergency, police, fire, or an ambulance?
Police.
So what address?
It's at Grace and Dundas.
Grace.
There's a man on the streetcar. He just pulled a knife on me.
Okay, did he hurt you at all?
No, he attacked me and we all ran off the streetcar.
Okay, whereabouts is he now?
I think he might be on the streetcar. It stopped and we all just ran.
Okay, give me 1 second. Where are you guys?
We are standing on Dundas. We're staring at what's going on. We want a cop to be here.
I know. We're well on the way, okay? Just stay
Thank
on
you.
The phone with me, okay?
Yeah.
So you're standing right at Dundas and Grace?
Yeah.
Okay, lots of help's on the way, okay? Just stay on the phone with me. What does he look like? Is he white, black?
He's white?
Yeah.
White. He's like Arab or something.
Okay.
He's not white.
Okay,
he has
so
dark
like...
curly hair. He stands about 5. He's 5'4". He's got red underwear because he exposed himself. He's wearing a hat and he has a silver swift knife.
And sorry, what did she say? A silver...
And he's
whip knife.
Pardon me?
A big buckle.
Whip knife.
Like it's like a
Is she talking to a 911 operator as well?
No, she's just standing next to me because I didn't look at the guy.
Okay, what's your name?
Bridget.
Fucking crazy guy.
Okay, what's your cell phone number, Bridget?
416.
Yep. Yep. Okay, just stay on the phone with me until police get there to see you, okay? What exactly happened, Bridget?
I don't want to go over there, guys.
No, stay where you guys are.
He was like, there's like three of us and our niece, and they're visiting from Vancouver.
Yeah.
So we were just on our way home from the Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah.
And we were just all hanging out, and he was kind of a weird guy, and I noticed that he put out his legs, like we were sitting at the very back of the streetcar.
Yeah.
And I know he put out his legs, so I was kind of like, okay, this guy's kind of getting like...
Weird. Yeah.
And then he started to, like, I guess he pulled out his penis, and I didn't really notice until I looked over and I saw it. And then my sister was like, so this is where we get off, and I didn't notice. So I started to kind of, I noticed he had a knife, so I started to, like, walk towards the door, and then he pushed me back, and he held the knife up to me. So I held up to my purse to try and stop him, and we just ran.
Okay, stay on the line with me until police officers see you there, okay?
Okay, there's a million
Bridget?
Yes?
What's going on? Bridget?
Yes?
Calm down, you need to tell me what's happening.
There's cops everywhere.
Yes.
They all came out, they approached the streetcar, and they just heard a lot of shots.
Okay.
There was probably like 5 or 6 shots.
Okay, are your friends with you?
Yes, we're all standing here. We don't know whether to run. We don't want to get shot.
No, I understand that. Go to a safe location, okay? Stay on the phone with me. Don't hang up.
I don't know what's safe right now because I'm not near my house. I'm just on a street in a corner in a parking lot.
Okay. You
come out kind of like light at least because you're making me nervous.
I understand that, okay? Lots of help's in the way. I'm going to get an officer to see you. Where are you guys now?
I'm standing right on Gray Street on the northeast corner.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Thanks. I hope that nobody got hurt.
Just stay on the phone with me, okay?
I wouldn't open the door.
That's extremely, extremely scary, okay?
Yeah.
I know. You're safe, though, okay? It's okay, Bridget. Your friends are with you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're safe, okay? And that's what matters. That's extremely scary.
I have him. I just don't want him to be out there right now.
No, we shot him, Bridget.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's not going to hurt you, okay?
Yeah. Did he have a gun?
No, he had a knife.
He had the knife.
So did he die?
Well, obviously, I don't know that, right?
Okay.
But you're
safe. Are you down right now?
Yes. He's not going to hurt you guys. That's obviously very scary, what you just witnessed. I'm trying to get an officer to see you, but there's obviously a lot of commotion on there right now, so.
Okay.
Can you guys see the officers? You haven't ran too far, have you?
No, we see. We're standing. There's a cop that's stopping Dundas at Grace.
Okay.
And then there's about five of them that are on our side of the streetcar that we can see.
Okay. Are you able to approach one of them or no?
Yeah, but he looks really busy.
Okay. Just stay where you are, okay?
Okay. I feel so bad.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Poor Riley.
How old are you, Bridget?
I'm 24, but my niece is 12. She just witnessed all of that. Please don't come near us right now, please. Just leave me, please. Please. So sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's extremely traumatizing, okay? You guys are doing a really, really good job. I'm just trying to get an officer over to see you guys.
Okay. What happened to the fucking thing? I don't know. Okay. I can't go. I want to go back. I don't want to be in here.
Have you guys, do you live with your mom or anything?
No, I live alone.
Okay.
They're here from Vancouver. They're visiting.
Okay.
And they were at my parents near Peterborough for the last week and a half, and they just came down today for the day.
Okay.
Can you call Steven? Can somebody please give me a phone so I can call him?
Give me a number.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah, he was on his way down to meet my two sisters.
Okay.
16.
I know, but we could have gone. I saw his name. I didn't know how to tell me.
It's okay, Bridget, okay? You've done a good job.
No, you're not. Not again.
It's okay.
Nicole. I know he's not his name is Paul because he doesn't recognize the number. Paul.
I didn't know how to tell you guys.
Is there any officer that looks like he's just sort of? I know that they're very, very busy.
There's a man. He's standing on Dundas, and he's got his car parked so that it's facing north-south, so that it's blocking off the street.
Okay. I'm just seeing if there's any officer that you can approach just so that they know who you are.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to get. Yeah, I know. We all saw it.
They didn't even try to see.
I didn't try to see. Yeah. I can't believe you didn't open this. Doors. Oh my God.
Can you walk over to that officer at all? I just want somebody to be with you guys.
I need somebody to message him and say that. There's an emergency. You want me to walk over to this officer?
Yeah. Say that you're on the phone with a 911 operator.
Okay.
and then give him the phone if possible.
Okay.
Hey, it's the radio room.
Hi.
Hi, that's Bridget. She was the one that was threatened with a knife.
Okay.
So she's going to be one of our victims that we're going to need a statement from.
Yeah, I'll just have to hold her for the SOU, though, right? I'm not allowed to get a statement from her.
No, so, I understand that. I just wanted somebody to make sure that she was okay.
Yeah, no problem. I'll stay with her. She's right here at Dundas and Grace with me.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.